Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
John, J. Will, Zubin.
I love Booger, man.
ESPN Radio. Bart and Han. Look at those puppies.
He say Cam Newton skipping rocks.
Chris Canty joined us here
in
the studio as well.
Once it hits the ground, you can't catch a receiver.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So as we talk about the quarterbacks and the New York situation, and earlier talking about how in Mel Kiper's mock that now the Jets would be taking Zach Wilson at number two, the quarterback from BYU. His pro day is Friday. For anybody who cares, who wants to watch that and see whatever you need to see, but it's still that ongoing debate, right? Mel is not watching. It's that ongoing debate, though, about do they need a quarterback because they just drafted one, they moved up to draft one, and Sam Darnold, has Sam Darnold ever really had any stability to show what he can do, or should he have shown by now what he can do? But if you think about all the teams that have a question mark of who's going to be the starter for Week One, the Jets are on that list with a bunch of other teams that we'll discuss later. But the Jets are on that list, maybe at the top. You have no idea who their starter is going to be. But maybe we do. Corey Davis, wide receiver, signed with the Jets. And guys, first of all, if there's a team that has a question mark at quarterback and you're a wide receiver, why you would sign with them, unless, of course, they're overpaying you, you wonder, like, what does he know?
Right.
Well, Corey Davis, when he met with the media, kind of suggested that he might know something about the Jets situation, and maybe it is Sam all along.
My understanding that, you know, is the guy, you know, that doesn't scare me away at all. You know, I've seen Sam do great things, and, you know, I have all the belief in him, and, you know, whichever direction they decide to go, it's on me to make sure that I'm ready.
My understanding, he said, if you didn't hear it, it was a little choppy, is Sam is the guy. Was he told something? Was this something that he had to understand before signing? Is he speaking out of pocket? What do you guys take from this?
I mean, I don't know what Chris' experience was, but whenever I was a free agent, which I was a free agent twice, I definitely wanted to know what type of system we were running, and I wanted to know who was going to be my coordinator, who was some of my pieces. So I would assume that Corey Davis, who understands that his success rests on the system that he's in, and also the person that behind center pulling the trigger. So the fact that he said that to me maybe is a peek behind the window or behind the curtain that maybe it was some assurances that maybe Sam Darnold is the quarterback or better. And when I say or better, that means either you're going to have Sam Darnold or we're going to trade for Watson or maybe we can make ourselves just as attractive for Russell Wilson.
Listen, the only assurances that Corey Davis needed was the $12.5 million a year that the Jets are paying him. That's what it comes down to, man.
Okay.
It's ultimately about the money in free agency, right? Because this is your best chance at being able to maximize your abilities as a player in the NFL. So guys aren't going to leave money on the table, even if it is a guy that's playing a position that's dependent on the quarterback.
Yeah.
So when Corey Davis is looking at the guaranteed money that he's got from the New York Jets and what Joe Douglas has on the table, for him, that's hard to pass up. So when he makes the decision to sign on the dotted line, he's going to toe the company line when it comes to what their status is at the quarterback spot, which is why he said the incumbent, Sam Darnold, is the quarterback.
But, you know, Chris, but he got good money. He didn't get great money.
Well, he's not a great receiver.
Yeah, but
look at the receiver market. The whole market is depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
So for Corey Davis, to me, that looked like a win what he signed for with the Jets.
Could be, man.
I could be wrong,
yeah,
but you look, Juju got a 1-year deal. Fuller got a 1-year deal.
A lot of teams were saying, I'd rather do this in the draft than do this through free agency.
Exactly.
Well, Juju's smart. Like, I know people like talking about dancing the logo. So he understands that the Steelers are going to have more salary cap money than anybody almost next year as all that money comes off the books. He's going to be there and say, I played the good soldier. He's going to get paid, man. Juju, I'm proud of you, boy.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on this topic. And, of course, as we were asking throughout the show, your team's worst free agent signing and why. And it doesn't have to just be the NFL. It can be in any sport. That's on at KJNZ as well. We'll read some tweets as we continue to collect them. But let's stay in New York. Let's go to Eddie in New York on this topic about who to take with number two. Eddie?
Eddie, man, he got that singular or T-Mobile. Come on, Eddie. Where you at, Eddie?
We got the ill communication. All right, we'll wait on Eddie, or maybe Eddie didn't want to wait on us one way or another. But still, I keep looking at this when it comes to the Jets quarterback situation, and I keep saying, do we really know everything we need to know about Sam, with considering just how volatile that franchise has been
right
in his 3 years since he since he was drafted. Every single year, two different coaches.
Right.
He had obviously his own issues with mono and injuries and everything else. Seeing ghosts, terrible right. offensive line.
Right.
Really, the offense itself was nobody understood it.
Yeah.
So, do we know what he is? And are you that comfortable with moving on to get another unknown in Zach Wilson? Who I'm not. I know everybody else seems to be raving about him. Greeny told us earlier that he feels like he's the guy all along. Field Yates as well.
Yeah,
now Kiper has him in the mock. Why am I the one when I watch him, I feel like, whoa, I don't know about this guy.
Well, hoping that I'm still on this show tomorrow. I mean, we can make a whole damn list about guys that were supposed to be great, whether it was Locker, Blake Bortles, all these guys that played great, that had so much potential, that, listen, we're geniuses, Mitchell Trubisky. I can go on and on, right? We were just talking about Goff, you know, who got traded, so Wentz as well. So we've seen this movie before. So if Sam Darnold was in this draft, where would he be? Where would you play Sam Darnold in his draft? Probably behind Trevor Lawrence. So why go out and go get another unknown?
No, that's the question I have. Would you place him behind Trevor Lawrence
with
all of the information that we have now? Like, I get that Mel Kiper and Todd McShay are basing it on the grade they had on Sam coming out in 2018. But the 3 years that he played in the NFL also matter, too.
Yeah, see, for me, right? You know, because I have to do Jets pre and post. Like, when you look at Sam, I think he showed
God
enough.
God bless you for that, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I know. Well, the Giants haven't been much better, by the way.
I can relate with him, by the way, on that stuff. Until this year, though.
But what I'm saying is, right, Sam Darnold showed me enough special qualities his rookie year. Right, I understand the second year he was spinning the bottle, right? And then, listen, nobody can wash the stink of Adam Gase off, right? So I give him a pass there. So I want to see. I want to see, because we say, hey, man, trade Sam Darnold. Some of the places that we say we're going to trade Sam Darnold is San Francisco. Well, hell, what kind of system is the Jets going to run? Right? It's going to be a San Francisco, Mike LaFleur type of offense right. that's based off of running the ball, zone running, play action behind. So if we think that he's great for San Francisco, then if I'm a Jets, I'm saying I'm not about to give him away and watch another Adam Gase quarterback go be great somewhere else. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can do it and kick the can down the road, because if Sam isn't great, you can get rid of him. You still have two first-round draft picks this year. If you move down from 2 to 8 or 4, you're going to get their first-round draft picks next year. So that's going to give you 3 first-round draft picks. If Sam sucks, you can trade those 3 first-round draft picks for Watson or potentially maybe Russell's like, okay, well, they look a little better now that they've improved their team because they used 2 first-round draft picks to get great players. They got 9 picks in the first 10. I anticipate they're going to package some of those to move back up and get talent and stack talent on top of each other. And all of a sudden, much like your Knicks, then now New York is a more attractive destination because it seems like they have, you know, adults in the room, right? And no more do we have like clowns in there making crazy picks, going get, you know, spending recklessly on free agents. Yep. So now you're saying I'm a more attractive destination and now I have options. And if Sam Darnold was great and he is who we thought he was or who they believed he was when they moved up for him, now you got 3 first-round draft picks. If he plays well and you say, hey, I want to go get Russell Wilson, you're actually saving money because if Sam balls out, he's going to get $40 million. Russell Wilson contract, he doesn't make $40 million. So you turn Sam Darnold into Russell Wilson and you save $3 million annually. I mean, win-win. I mean, come on. I go to the school of Ozzie Newsome. I don't go to the school of all these other dudes that have been around incompetent general managers. I play chess, not checkers.
So, Chris.
Sometimes with, hungry hippo.
With all of that, as Bart takes a breath, with all of that that he just broke down there.
I'm telling you.
He had that
to
moment.
To a fine powder.
Yes, he did.
Yes, sir.
But with that in mind, the Jet fan in me goes, sure, this will be the year you say, okay, I'm not going to take a quarterback, and you'll end up passing on, like, you know, a Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, I'm not saying there's a Patrick Mahomes, but that draft,
that happened,
certainly that example.
That happened. They passed on Patrick Mahomes
certainly
and Deshaun Watson for
right.
a safety
yes.
that they traded because they didn't want to pay.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but other teams
happened.
Did it as well because those guys didn't go till later. But the point is that I do have that feeling of Sam Darnold, give him another year. Like Bart just explained, you can kick it down the road and then next year make that decision and then see if you're more attractive, at least with all the other pieces that you're trying to put together and continue to make your franchise look like something that is no longer a circus with a new head coach, with Joe Douglas in charge, and more talent and more draft capital. But there's then risking, you know, you might not have another quarterback draft like this. You might not be able to find that other quarterback. So, Chris, which way would you go in this? Would you give Sam that one more year? Do you feel like there should not be urgency for the Jets right now because they're not at a place where, like, get a quarterback and then we can just start winning? Which way would you go? Because the idea of getting a lot of capital with that number 2 pick could also help you build the team to get it to closer to being a winner than by taking a quarterback at two and now having to wait for him to grow and mature.
Well, let's get one thing straight right now. Whether they stay with Sam Darnold and get a bevy of picks for two or whether they draft a quarterback at two, the Jets ain't winning in 2021. Have you seen the AFC?
Blasphemous.
I completely agree.
Have you seen that division?
You've seen
what the Patriots
Buffalo,
have done?
Buffalo, Patriots
Newton
got better again.
The ocean in a boat.
And the Dolphins are pretty good.
And the Dolphins are coming. So, I mean, you're not ready to win right now. So you've got time. To me, if this is going to be a slow build, then it makes sense to reset the money at the position. Why guarantee Sam Darnold's fifth-year option at $25 million for 2022 when you can reset the money at the position and you can have the most valuable commodity in the NFL, which is a starting quarterback on a rookie deal?
Well, you'd have to believe in that guy you're taking. Right. You have to believe it.
Well, here's the thing.
You haven't
seen anything in the first 3 years of Sam's career to give you enough conviction to pass on what Zach Wilson could be or what Trey Lance could be or what Justin Fields could be. One of the things that gets lost in this conversation about what the Jets should do is the opportunity cost at two and what those quarterbacks are going to become. So, I mean, I get that you worry about what Sam would be if he goes to another team. But if you're Joe Douglas, you can't let that dictate how you move. Because the reality is, if you don't have conviction that Sam Darnold is your quarterback for the next decade plus, then you got to pull the trigger on one of these young quarterbacks. Because, Alan, I do believe that this offseason represents the Jets' best chance at being able to answer the question of who their long-term answer is at the quarterback spot.
Wow, okay, so it is right now. Hang on a second, Bart.
I disagree more!
All right, hang on a second. KJZ, Bart and Han, Chris Canty, presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your small business is a big deal. Cover what you've worked so hard for. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. It's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got people that want to chime in. I know you disagree, but I want to hear what other people have to say as well, because you took up a lot of airtime a couple minutes ago.
Well, you told me to take a drink.
His chest was real swole, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Real,
and then when he was done,
swelling,
he was like,
he's raising up in the chair.
Like you took a knee after that. It was a great explanation, just saying that it was like.
Man, you know what I got in this damn cup?
Yeah.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Well, let's see. Let's go to Dave in New Jersey. Go ahead, Dave.
Good morning, fellas. I just wanted to say, you know, I wanted to quote Keyshawn, and my condolences go out to his family, first and foremost. But even when it looked like the Jets had the number one, he still was, you know, I'll keep Sammy and I'll trade the number one. I believe his input is more valuable because he was a wide receiver. No offense to Bart and Candy, honestly, but I would go with Kyle Pitts at number two.
Well, you don't have to.
You don't have to, Dave.
You wouldn't have to.
You could sell the pick.
You could trade back to anyone that would want to get into two. As long as you stay in the top 10, you probably still have a shot at Pitts. But I get what you're saying. You would use two in some way, and then you feel like Pitts would be a good weapon for Sam, and you want to build around Sam with more weapons. So that's what Dave wants to do. But how about Joe in West Virginia? What do you want to do with it, Joe?
Well, guys, I would draft Wilson, but I would still – what Sam's hit would be $900,000 next year anyway. Our QB room's really thin. I'd keep Sam, start him as the day one starter, let Wilson sit by – because Sam's a pro regardless. And then I'd start Wilson during the bye week.
So you're saying that make it a competition between two young quarterbacks then?
It's not a competition.
Well, it can't hurt because, I mean, Sam would have to, throw 50,000 or – quite a few touchdowns to get above 8-8. That's not worth a, you know, $40 million a year contract. So you just let him know, hey, this is what it is.
But you understand that the Jets have plenty of salary cap space. So listen, they don't have the money. They're not going to spend all the money anyway, right? They could have spent just as much money in free agency as the Patriots did, right? But they spent half of that. They spent $75 million, right? Bills spent $142 million. And the Jets had more salary cap space, right? They're going to have just as much salary cap space next year. They need to build this offensive line and move back. You got an opportunity to fill this spot with two of the best tackles in the game for 15 years. We just talked about how Patrick Mahomes, the baddest man on the planet, as Stephen A. would say, right? And how did he look without offensive tackles, right? He looked pedestrian, doing pirouettes, throwing underhand, throwing off one leg, no mechanics, right? So if you can go out there and you can go get a guy like Sewell and you can go out and put him with Mekhi Becton in that zone running scheme, which is the 49ers, which was born by Gary Kubiak and Shanahan, which you, it doesn't matter who's running the ball. It matters who's in front, cutting up and getting to the second level. I do that. Right, we see all the successful quarterbacks in the league have a fortress in front of them. And you have an opportunity to get a guy that is being compared to Anthony Munoz. Now, the only way I say you go get a pitch or something like that, if you decide to take number 23, and we've been seeing a lot of insider trading this offseason. We see Miami and the Texans flopping with each other. We see people trading with New England, right? All insider trading, right? Where's Martha Stewart? Martha Stewart went to jail for that crap. But meanwhile, the Texans and the Miami Dolphins swapping picks. You don't give up a first-round draft pick and Isaiah Wilson for a seventh-round pick. That's why I blew up in your damn face. So I say, Joe Douglas, why don't you pick up the phone, look through your little BlackBerry, scroll down your contacts, and call some of your dudes. Call down to Baltimore. Say, hey, here's number 23. I'll take Orlando Brown Jr. Then I'll say I got that fortress that I need in front of me, and then you can go get those luxury picks and you move back and you continue to put some talent around Sam Darnold and have the opportunity next year. Listen, next year is going to be somebody that's the number one pick, and you'll have three picks if you want to go young and reset the clock. But if I'm hedging my bet, I'm hedging on Deshaun Watson. I'm hedging on Sierra, a.k.a. Sierra Husband.
Bart, before I get into my point, they still doing BlackBerries? That's still a thing?
Well, you know, Joe Douglas from the old school. He a lineman, you know what I'm saying?
I thought he was talking about Dave Gettleman.
Yeah, he got a razor, too. Yeah, that's your organization.
he got some computer folks in the back.
That's your guy who just got rid of his Commodore 64.
No, here's what I was about to say, though. When it comes to this conversation about Sam Darnold, I'm not going to argue that the kid has had a rough go of it. Like, the organization failed him, right? They fired his head coach after his rookie year. They fired the GM that drafted him going into his second year, and they hired Adam Gase, of all people, to be a quarterback whisperer after he was an unmitigated disaster down in Miami. So,
you know what he whispered?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly. And then he blames all of his players, saying that the call isn't the problem, the execution is the problem. Mm-hmm. That's a terrible head coach. But anyway, what I'm simply saying is this. All of those things being true, that still doesn't mean that Sam Darnold can play quarterback. Like, we still have no idea. And so I look at a player that's had more turnovers than he has passing touchdowns going into his fourth year. There's no doubt that Sam Darnold should be far further along than what he already is. I mean, there aren't too many quarterbacks who, after 3 years, we don't believe, you know, whether or not they can play or not. Like, it's not too many quarterbacks that we say he's going to be a good player. It's not too many quarterbacks we say are going to be good that we haven't seen something in the first 3 years that would suggest, yeah, this guy's got something. Yeah. Like, that's the problem that I have with Sam Darnold. We haven't had enough of those flash moments. There hasn't been enough consistency for me to justify passing on taking a quarterback with the second overall pick in a quarterback-rich draft.
Well, I'll tell you what,
me and him see two different things, because I think his rookie year, what he did against Washington, I mean, what he did against Houston.
And then, the Green Bay game.
Yeah, and then what he did against Green Bay, when he had an okay personnel around him, to me was enough to suggest that if he gets more weapons, that he can do a lot more, and I don't have to pick now. I just want to give myself options, because I just want to see what Robert Saleh and his staff can do if you put some weapons around him. And if he's not good, you can just get rid of him next year.
This is the worst place to be as a franchise.
Yes.
A quarterback this young, unproven, that you moved up to draft.
He's younger than Joe Burrow.
And you've got to make a decision on him because you have another high pick with a Jet. This is the worst. Is there another franchise that has a decision as compelling and also as damning as this one?
Yeah, Miami.
Oh, well, do they?
Well, the Arizona Cardinals drafted a quarterback in the top 10 and then came back the next year and drafted a quarterback
overall. Well, they also got a coach, though. They have the synergy with the coach and obviously Kyler Murray. But the reason why they did it, the Jets aren't in that place. It's not like they hired somebody that wanted Sam Darnold or they're hiring somebody that's like, no, Zach Wilson's my guy. I've already coached him. Yeah. That's not the scenario you're in. I can't think of another team in the NFL right now that has a decision this damning. It really will be damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, but I feel like that's more of an indictment on the previous regime rather than it would be on Rob Saleh and to a degree Joe Douglas. Because Sam Darnold isn't Joe Douglas's guy. He inherited him. So I think that there's a way for them to spin it forward and save face a little bit. But again, it has to come down to believing in the quarterback that you're moving forward
with. Whoever it is.
And here's the thing. I just don't know that we have enough evidence over the first 3 years of Sam's career to have that kind of belief. Bart, you pointed out the games, his rookie year against the Texans, against the Packers.
I would also throw in a game
against the Cowboys in his second year. That was an impressive win at home. But that's four games out of 3 years.
He plays spinning the bottle, man.
It doesn't matter, Bart. We've got over a 30-game sample size, and Sam Darnold still hasn't shown me enough for me to pass on one of these quarterbacks at the time.
I want to grab one more call because I'm dying for your reaction to this one. All right, let's take Gary in New Jersey who has an idea. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, guys.
How we doing?
I like Bart Scott's idea, using the draft picks to get some stuff behind Sam Darnold so he can do this year. And if all else fails, he doesn't do it this year, he could sign Nick Foles in free agency.
Oh, no.
Tricky Nicky. I just put Nick on my list twice.
Twice.
Were you listening?
You're going to make it a third time?
You just tuned in. I'm not going to let steal twice.
See, I knew that would set you off.
Come on, son.
See, they're not passing on a quarterback at two. It's not happening.
But
you can book it. I'm guaranteeing it on the show. They're not passing on a quarterback. They're not doing it.
You got a bat line to Florham Park like I do.
I don't need one because guess what? If Joe Douglas passes on a quarterback at two for Sam Darnold and Sam's not the guy, he gonna be in the unemployment line.
Yeah, but if you pass on one and you listen, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson's gonna be available next year. That's guaranteed.
All right. So we were asking
guaranteed.
We got guaranteed galore right now on the show.
Write it down. I'm a
Barton
tree.
On, Chris Canty, in for KJZ, ESPN Radio. So we asked your team's worst free agent signing and why. Here's a couple of Twitter responses. Will says, Alexander Semin from the Carolina Hurricanes. He got 7 years, $35 million, played 1 year after signing the deal. Just 1 year. May Hemish, he said, Mike Glennon with the Bears. He signed a huge deal.
Glennon.
And then they draft Mitch Trubisky a month later.
Mike Glennon could have been on the list twice, too, because he stole in Tampa.
John says Eagles, DeMarco Murray.
Ooh,
DeMarco.
That was.
Yeah. Yeah. And Chris B says one that we can all feel. Ready to flinch?
Yeah.
Tremaine Johnson. Yep. Jets.
And see, I didn't want to correct Greeny. But
Tremaine Johnson cost more money.
But Tremaine, yeah, he was more expensive than Le'Veon Bell. He was $85 million.
You were afraid to correct Greeny?
Nah, listen. It's one of them.
There's fear there.
It feels weird to do that.
Right?
Like it felt weird to do that. It felt weird to welcome him in when he walked in the studio. He was looking at me like, "Am I okay?" I'm like, "What do you mean? Are you okay?"
Yeah.
I'm gonna need a credential. You're Patrick Ewing in this building. Exactly. This is your house.
Exactly.
I want him to be more swagged out, man. I want him three buttons down, man. Show off that baby chest.
He was trying to do that, which got real uncomfortable. Hey, speaking of quarterbacks, what are the Packers doing with their MVP? We'll get to that next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin. It's Bart and Hom with Chris Canty, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
KJZ, Barton Hahn, Chris Canty here with you today.
Why so, you guys, have last a number by your name, man.
What's my?
Why you have a number by your name, your social media. Never mind, man. Everybody, we got 9957. You need to add a number to your name, man. Go to your D.
All the different numbers. I barely. Barely got out on the court, so it's just I was happy to have a uniform. I didn't even know my number because I never saw the warm-up cover.
Whatever's left over. Whatever the equipment manager
was. It was a surprise. It was like a gender reveal. Ta-da!
Something man. Like that. Hey, guys, last season Aaron Rodgers became the third player in NFL history to lead the league in passing touchdowns while throwing the fewest interceptions. I'm so choked up. According to Elias, so you had Tom Brady in 2010, Johnny Unitas in 1958. Stats incredible, brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. So Rob Domofsky, who covers the Packers for us for ESPN, joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Rob, thanks for joining us. And as we were reading your story today, we talked about it at the top of the show. Interesting situation going on continually. The beautiful mystery with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. So why didn't they restructure his contract?
Well, they haven't done it yet, and that's the key word. I asked a source in the organization yesterday if it was still possible, and they said possibly. Now, here's the thing, though. With that $6.8 million roster bonus that was due last Friday, they could have restructured, turned that into a signing bonus, and gotten all this cap space relief, like $4.5 million, which they desperately need. The fact that they didn't do it, again, is another sign that you wonder – if they're just living year to year with him and don't want to make a long-term commitment, because if they did turn it into a signing bonus, it would push more money into future salary caps, which would then make it harder for them to move on and turn it over to Jordan Love, say next year, if they wanted to do that.
Yeah, Rob, that's one of the things that I was wondering. When teams try to lower a guy's cap hit, they restructure, but mm-hmm. some teams are also doing extension, a la Tom Brady down there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know that was one of the things that people suggested could be on the horizon for the Packers, especially after Aaron Rodgers expressed his discontent after that loss in the NFC Championship game. So I got to ask you, how likely is it that the Packers try to do an extension with A-Rod this offseason?
Well, here's the thing, and that's a great question. The sense that I get is that Rodgers wants to be a long-term guy. He doesn't just want to live in a lame duck quarterback situation. The way to do that, obviously, is with the contract. Now, you could say, well, he's under contract through 2023, which is true, but they can start getting out of it any time now and pick up salary cap space. So he just wants assurances. Now, they've given him verbal assurances, saying things like he's our quarterback for now and the foreseeable future. But you guys know as well as I do that the foreseeable future is this vague term that in the NFL, nobody really knows what it means.
Don't tell me you love me. Yeah. Show me you love me.
Well, and also we know the same thing that make you laugh, make you cry. Now, I think when Aaron Rodgers looks at Jordan Love, he sees himself, right? And in this movie, he's Brett Favre, and he wants to make sure that, hey, I'm still playing at an MVP level. I want to make sure that I have those insurances. But on the flip side, for them to make those verbal commitments to Aaron Rodgers, what are they saying to Jordan Love, and what does that mean for his future? Is he potentially going to be a Jimmy G where Aaron Rodgers forces their hand and says, commit to me and find another destination for this kid? And how important does that mean for him to get on the field so we can see what he looks like?
Well, that's exactly it, and that's why they need preseason for Jordan Love. They need preseason for a couple of reasons. One, to see what he is, because we didn't get it. We got, 2 weeks of training camp last year? And from what I saw, Jordan Love has a long way to go. Not that he can't get there, but Aaron Rodgers didn't exactly light things up in his first training camp. And remember, Rodgers sat 3 years, right, behind Favre, guys, 3 years. That doesn't seem to happen these days anymore. And the Jimmy G comparison, I think, is interesting, because if they drafted Love as sort of a – maybe we'll get two shots at replacing Aaron Rodgers, then we could see the Jimmy G situation where the Packers do end up moving him. The difference is they used a first-round pick on him, and they're probably not going to get that return on their investment if they did decide to trade Jordan Love. But the bottom line is we haven't seen Love do anything other than play the scout team, and that's why this offseason and this summer is so important.
Are they going to be filming practice? Putting practice on YouTube, leaking the practice tape? Oh, look at that 707. That boy balling.
Rob, we appreciate you. By the way, that's a hell of a backdrop you got there. We always like to rate them.
Is that mahogany?
Well, thanks. Hey, and guys, if you're talking about numbers, mine would have been 30 because I got in when it was up 30 with 30 seconds.
Well played, Rob.
I can relate, no doubt about that.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah, well, guys, let's talk about – and, Rob, thank you again. We appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Let's just talk about the situation now, because I feel like if you're Aaron Rodgers – I know what Rob said is he wants to finish his career in Green Bay. He wants to stay there a long time. My answer is why? Like, look what Tom Brady just did. Go ahead, give me my freedom. Let me go find my, as Bart said, 49ers, kind of ready-built team that if I step in, win a Super Bowl. Like, why not, if you're Aaron Rodgers, just say, okay, then fine. Make this kid your quarterback then, and let's just part ways now.
Well, because the Green Bay Packers are one of the model franchises in the National Football League. Like, I saw this and I couldn't believe it. Aaron Rodgers as a starting quarterback is 126-63-1. That means he wins two-thirds of his games. They're a double-digit win team every year. So just because he doesn't like one of the business moves that they made doesn't mean that they don't do business well. So if you're Aaron Rodgers, the grass ain't necessarily greener on the other side, but you're just hoping that they show you a little more green so they can guarantee that you decide when your time as their quarterback is going to be up, and it can be dictated by you rather than them dictating the circumstances.
That's funny because I was on the other side before Chris just said that. I think that makes him more like Tom Brady, right? Because the fact that he wins all those games, he puts so much pressure on his back. And also the fact that he plays in a division with a Mitchell Trubisky, with a Kirk Cousins, with a dysfunctional organization in the Lions, you can almost pencil in six wins every year.
Hello. It's like Tom Brady in the AFC East.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It makes him more like Tom Brady. But for me, the fact that they're still putting enough weapons around him for him to be satisfied. Where Tom Brady had his frustrations is when Gronk left and he looked out there and they said, I got N'Keal Harry. Like, really? And then when he played the Tennessee Titans, and he was just so overwhelmed and so overmatched that Tom was like, you know what, I'm not carrying this organization. And, you know, to the fact that Aaron Rodgers is still taking a lot of cheese off the taco. Right, so the fact that he doesn't have certain weapons is because he's taking too much cheese off the taco. But I think if he's going to get out of here, he's going to be on the contract where Tom Brady contract expired.
Yeah, it's a story that continues, and it's a curious one. And for Aaron Rodgers, it's like, is he ever really happy? I mean, that's the question. Is he ever really satisfied? And the Packers have to deal with it once again. Cam, Sam, and the Magic Man. Who will start and who will sit come week one? We'll discuss that after we talk about a little DraftKings. UFC 260 is a can't-miss event. Can I say it's a can't-wait part?
Yeah,
am I allowed?
Yeah, 10 cent.
Cha-ching.
Oh, good.
And DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. This is all you do. Pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code KJZ to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's code KJZ only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Riley in South Carolina, you're on ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Jay, one, listen to man, I'm a big fan. Hey, Jay, I appreciate your football acumen. Hey, Zubin, you the man. Key, I appreciate you, and you was down there in Carolina too, baby. I appreciate
more
that.
More from Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Zubin next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And if you missed Bart's top five worst free agent signings, that was a little taste of it.
We had
you can
a first.
Check out his rankings on the KJZ podcast. Bart's rankings were brought to you by Merrill Guided Investing. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker, dealer, and investment advisor. Member SIPC. Went cross-eyed there for a minute. Bart. Yeah, that was an epic moment there.
Is that a first? We have a first. That was a first on all lists, I believe. A repeat offender on both lists.
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen something like that.
And the trifecta of the fact that that repeat offender also happens to have a statue and a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Tremendous MVP, all that other stuff. So, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Bart and Han with Chris Canty on the show today. And as we've been talking about quarterbacks and everything else, this is definitely a list that needs to be discussed. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So why don't we right now play a little QB or not QB?
Oh, see what you did? Did that for Chris. He's getting married. That's why he got the gun show.
You're right.
QB or not QB? Are you ready to respond? I'll give you the team and the quarterback, and you tell me if this will be the week one starter, okay?
All right.
Let's begin right here in New York, in the Jets. Sam Darnold, QB or not QB?
Sam, I am. I do like green eggs and ham. I'm going yes, absolutely.
QB. Ain't no way he's going to be QB one on week one. Forget about it. You can guarantee that the New York Jets are going to draft the quarterback at two. Guaranteed. You can book it.
That Kenty, giant just not QB. Bartholomew Scott, QB. Moving on. New England Patriots. Cam Newton, QB or not QB?
Oh, yeah, he will be the QB, but I think he's going to get replaced with a younger option later in the season as he gets ready. He's making his offense, you know, idiot-proof and tailor-made for a young rookie quarterback.
Matt Jones.
I think it's going to be Matt Jones. Who? Matt Jones!
Yeah, Chris? Al, Bart and I butt heads a whole lot, but not on this one.
Okay.
I agree with him. Cam Newton's going to be the starter. Him and Bill Belichick do have a good relationship. That's why Bill went out and paid him $14 million on a one-year deal. So I think he'll be their starting quarterback, although they probably look to draft a young quarterback as well.
All right, Cam Newton, QB. To Seattle we go, the Seahawks. Russell Wilson, week one, QB or not QB?
My goodies. Yeah, you know, Sierra, you stuck out of Seattle for one more year, and you can come over to the Big Apple and come with the big boys next year. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm going to say Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback for the Seahawks, too. Even though Adam Schefter is telling us not to dismiss the possibility that he could be dealt this offseason, a $39 million dead cap hit is a lot for the Seahawks to stomach for a player that ain't playing for you.
Right. I feel for you, Jamal. You're losing your QB.
Russell Wilson, QB. To Miami we go. The Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa, QB or not QB?
Tua Tagovailoa. That's one of the few things I can pronounce.
You actually nailed that.
Yeah, well, that's because, well, I actually do have an economics degree. I was just playing, but, you know, I played down a little dumb bit sometimes.
So QB or not QB?
I think QB. I think they have no choice. They want to make a trade for Deshaun Watson, but I think everything with Deshaun Watson is going to be put on hold, and I think that they're going to go and say, listen, we just drafted this guy last year. Let's see what we got in him. Now we just put some weapons around him. We gave him Will Fuller, stretch the field. If he can't be successful with Will Fuller and Devontae Parker and all the assets that we have around, then we're going to have to think about getting rid of him the next year.
Yeah, he's going to be their quarterback week one. They rolled the dice when they drafted him last year in the top five. Like, I just feel like when a player was that close to that major injury that he had in Alabama with the hip, you need some time to recover past that. I think Brian Flores and Chris Greer, their general manager, this is going to be their first honest assessment of what Tua is capable of in the NFL.
All right, Tua, QB. To Chicago, the Bears, Andy Dalton, QB.
So disrespectful.
Or not QB.
Hey, man, this is a tough one, man, but I don't know what options they got. Tyrod Taylor's gone. Hell, who they calling back? Yeah, Jim McMahon is old as hell. I don't know who the hell they can call. I mean, is Kyle Orton available? Is he still alive? Where's Cutler? I don't know, man. Listen, by default, QB.
All right.
I don't like it. He shouldn't be the QB. He shouldn't be the QB. I mean, if you're signing up for all 16 with Andy Dalton, you got a problem.
We're just saying week one, Chris. Just week one.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'll say QB just because I don't know what other direction they're going to turn, but they should be very aggressive about trying to find another week one starter.
Okay. So, Andy Dalton, QB. The Vegas Raiders. Ooh. Derek Carr, QB or not QB?
You know what? Derek Carr, I think he had him right there on the cusp. He's just one of those guys that's good but just can't make that next step to great. You know, I think this year he understands this is his last hurrah, his last opportunity to kind of say I can be the long-term solution. He's not a bad cap hit. I think Mariota behind him, you know, maybe a trade bait, you know, in the middle of the season. So I think it's definitely going to be Derek Carr, and I think Derek Carr is going to hold on to his job for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Derek Carr is going to be the starter going into the regular season for the Raiders. I think Derek Carr is the new Matt Ryan line. What I mean by that is, like, if a quarterback is better than Matt Ryan, then he's a good to great quarterback. If he's below Matt Ryan, then you need to be looking to upgrade that position. I feel like Derek Carr has replace Matt Ryan. He's the new Matt Ryan. We're going to call it the Derek Carr line.
Man, this is a fun game. I'm enjoying this. We continue.
Is it me? Does it always look like he got eyeliner on?
Yes.
Yes,
like
it does.
Like he's like Xerxes like or something. Like he's like supposed to be a one of those
punk rocker.
Yeah, and he's always looking to wear cutoff shirts. He's always trying to do that.
Should be an extra in a Pharrell movie or something. Never mind. It just follows me. I think
Barton Hahn, Chris Canty playing QB or not QB. Week one starters for these different question mark teams with question marks at quarterback. How about we go to Nolens, to the Saints? Jameis Winston, QB or not QB?
I got to do the other hand.
What are you doing? Oh, here we go.
Jameis Winston. I'm hungry for some W's.
I hope I don't get no gang L's. Signs?
What you doing? Shout out to Q. What's up, Q?
Right.
What's up, O'Shea? You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But no, absolutely, man.
Wait,
Winston is hungry for some wins, right? He sat down. I believe he learned. He's going to sit behind Sean Payton. He's going to be more patient. You know, the last thing you want to do to a guy like Jameis Winston is have a philosophy called no risky, no biscuit.
We got to be quick. I got one more to get.
Okay, start. Okay, damn it.
If Jameis can't get it done with Sean Payton, then his NFL career as a starter is probably a wrap. Yeah, I'm going to say he's QB1.
Okay, QB. All right, 10 seconds for each of you. Last but not least, the Washington football team. Ryan Fitzpatrick, QB or not QB,
I'm
Bart?
All in for Fitz magic on week one. By week six, it's going to be Fitz tragic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm with Bart on this one. He'll probably be QB1 to start the season, but you shouldn't sign up with Ryan Fitzpatrick as QB1 for all 16.
They're going to beat them Giants, though.
Oh, we'll see about that. No doubt about it. That was fun.
Didn't happen last year.
I hope the English accent worked as well. Gave it a try. Why not? Okay, so we take calls, which we like to do on this show. Your calls on the worst free agent signings ever is next. Keisha,
ever, ever?
Jay Will, ever, Zubin, ever? Barton Hahn, Chris Canty on ESPN Radio. Stay with us.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.